Good evening, Mr. Limit, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Once again, I am happy to join with you.
Yes, we're pleased you have.
I bring to each of you upliftment and much love from our world. There is some need of it in different ways with you all for this to take place. My dear friends, you should by now be aware of the tremendous strides being made in your medical fields. Much is happening in your world at this time. Much is being discovered by those who seek relief and help and cure for many of your ailments. And this, my dear friends, I am pleased to tell you, is taking place at a great speed. I hope you are aware of some of these happenings.
Yes, we are.
Yes, things are certainly changing and they're finding out things.
Yes.
Really quickly.
Those of us in spirit are working hard to impress those people in knowledge and also to help to bring comfort and upliftment from any who are suffering. It is a great part of our work at the moment, in this moment of your earthly life. There is no need for me to make details because I know that it is widely spread throughout your media when these things occur. So I say to you, my dear friends, be thankful that the Creator has allowed these things to happen at this time in your lives. There will be eradication of many diseases. Not quite all, but many. And it is not as far away as you may think. So, my dear friends, that is a message I wished to impart to you all. Be hopeful, be kind, be caring to all those in need. And, of course, be thankful for yourselves that the Creator has given you this opportunity to exist in this lifetime.
Yes, this is a wonderful statement. And I imagine when you say not all will be cured, I imagine those conditions to be those that we make ourselves through smoking, bad diet and asbestos.
As always, I will remind you that a great responsibility lies within yourselves.
Yes.
That part does belong to you. And as such, as we have spoken previously, those conditions can be helped by yourselves. Anything created by you can be gotten rid of by you. You understand?
Yes.
But that is not to say that life will continue forever, because you are made that the physical body will at some time release the spirit.
Possibly one that we do not understand too well is stress and the stress-related conditions.
Yes, there are always instances that you can recall. But yes, the very lifestyles that most of you lead creates much stress. Yes, it is a human condition, stress, and as such can be diminished or made greater by you. It is one of those conditions where the mind becomes too much involved in its own issues. Whereas with the people who suffer from stress, if only they would open their hearts to a wider audience, then they would find that love flows into themselves, love which would bring you happiness and upliftment.
Yes.
So the answer to stress, my dear friends, is that you dismiss it as a form of fear and let it go. I hope that has answered your question.
Yes, indeed, a form of fear and let in the love.
Yes. And allow the love you feel to extend its arms to those others, not only within your own circle of friends and family, but to those who are in need. In the same way as within this room, you send healing thoughts to others. Others that you do not know personally, but who nevertheless occupy your thoughts.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
So, my dear friends, that is all this time that I wish to convey. But again, few words trigger many thoughts, and that is what I endeavor to do for you all at this time. So as I take my leave, I want you to know and to understand how much love there is that surrounds you in this room. Get to know that feeling of contentment and peace and love, and safeguard it when you leave this room this evening. Hold on to that feeling of peace, and you will, all of you, be uplifted. So I leave you now, again cloaked with love and upliftment.
A wonderful message and teaching. Thank you so much.
Yeah, our love goes with you.